Hello and welcome to our sixth call of the Power of the Spoken Word Masterclass. A little smoke here today. Okay, so I hope my voice holds out. Okay, so in today's chapter, Your Big Opportunity, Florence puts a whole new spin on Judgment Day. But first, let's get our admin out of the way. So you will find recordings of all the chapters of the Power of the Spoken Word book on the Masterclass Central webpage, as well as all the recordings of our classes and the Gift of Forgiveness program. So just be sure to download all of those audio files to your devices so you'll have them. And as always, before we begin, I want to encourage you to use the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook every day. Be sure to write in your daily journaling pages in the morning, in the evenings. It will support you to make magnificent changes in your life. So I really want to support you to use those daily journaling pages. Okay, so that's all the admin I have. So we'll just begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. We ask that the way be opened for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past, and to overcome obstacles in our present. We ask that the way be opened for us to expand our awareness to sync with the higher consciousness of the divinity within. And we ask for greater understanding to manage our internal energy and raise it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestation of the dreams of our heart inevitable. Please just surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection that deflects negativity. And with each deep breath, please fill us with strength, stamina, and love energy that heals in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. Okay. I'm going to try not to be clearing my throat throughout the whole class today, but we'll see what happens. Okay, so today we're diving deep into the sixth chapter, Your Big Opportunity. So what is your big opportunity? Well, it's every day. Every day you're given the opportunity to consciously choose your internal vibration, ultimately creating the reality of your experience. I'll say that again. Every day, when you wake up, you have the opportunity to consciously choose what the reality of your experience will be. FYI, your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook's daily journal pages support you to put this into practice. So, even so, you know, I can just hear the wheels turning in your head saying, yeah, I get to choose how my day is going to be. No, because I have XYZ going on in my life. I'm responsible for fill in the blank, and it's overwhelming me. Or this person or that person treats me like a doormat, or I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent or my mortgage or buy groceries. Or my kid, my spouse, or my friend is going through, again, just fill in the blank. If you're not consciously choosing how you react to these situations, then you're defaulting to a memory from the past that tells you how life will play out. And with that subconscious belief in charge, the dominant vibratory force creates the reality of your life experience, proving subconscious beliefs that are not true, like you're not deserving or good enough to have anything better. I say it's time for that to stop. It's time for you to take charge of your life instead of letting outside experiences influence you into reverting and submitting to an outcome from the past. The past is over. We are so powerful that we can think of something from our past and immediately we can feel the intense feelings and emotions from it, especially if it was painful. The thought of a past experience has the power to flood our body with emotion that is painful, even though that experience is over. But the feeling is so strong, our body believes it's happening right now. And all of that happens just through our thought. You know, last week on Monday, my smoke alarm went off. And one night this past week, you know, because I had that whole adrenaline rush thing going on, and especially when I opened the door and I could smell smoke, you know, ooh, it kicked into overdrive. But one night this past week, I don't remember which night it was, but it doesn't really matter. When I went to bed, I was almost asleep and I thought about that and how that feels for the smoke alarm to go off. And my whole body felt a rush of adrenaline. You don't want that to happen before you're trying to go to sleep, but it's just proof of how powerful a thought can be. This is so powerful. And this is why Florence tells us invisible forces are ever working for man, who is always pulling the strings himself, though he does not know it. Florence tells us that every day is a day of judgment, not a judgment of whether you've sinned or not, but a judgment or realization of the energy you've been vibrating in. And here's more food for thought. The word judgment holds a level of fear for humanity. Religions teach judgment as being separated from God by sin, and nobody wants that. While the human law teaches judgment of crimes, which holds another level of pain. Florence uses the word judgment here, but I believe a better word would be manifestation. Every day, we're manifesting from the vibratory expansion of our words, but more importantly, from the vibratory force we hold within. Manifesting isn't just creating something we want. Manifesting is a daily moment-by-moment experience. We manifested the life we're living right now, whether we did it consciously or we defaulted to the dominant energy of our subconscious, we manifested this experience. And at the risk of sounding like a broken record, when we're drowning in fear energy, we perfect manifesting what we do not want. When I look back at my life, I can see how I had made manifesting what I did not want an art form. So if this is true, and it is, we also have the power to create something new and different, something we really want to experience. But to look again at what Florence says about judgment, the judgment is an energetic alignment. Now, as an observer, let's take a look. How much time did you spend worrying yesterday? 95% of the time? Oh, gosh, I hope not, but let's go with 95%. With this information, the universe matches or aligns to you more worry experiences today. Check. Mark that off. More to worry about on the way. If this is true, then every day is a day of reckoning. Oh my God, if this is true, then all that happiness you felt yesterday, that super happy love feeling, then today is going to be fabulous. If you were 95% happy yesterday, then today is going to reflect that. But is joy and happiness what you felt yesterday? Or was it a rough day of stress and anxiety? If so, then all that time you spent yesterday feeling overwhelmed and anxious, that experience signed your fate. Today, being a day of overwhelm and anxiety, unless you shift your energy now, right now, and you immerse yourself in gratitude, creating the bridge of love from yesterday to a new today and a better tomorrow. Where your focus goes, energy flows, and you create more of that energy as the external experience of your reality. You might say, but what about all the worry and anxiety seeds that you've sown? Well, Florence teaches us that we have dominion over our mind, body, and affairs. She teaches us that we have the power to neutralize mistakes. And all experiences are a vibration of energy. So we have the power to neutralize negative energy and transform it to love. Because we're pulling the strings. And love. Love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. So when you actively set your intention to the love vibration being your goal, and you immerse yourself in forgiveness and gratitude, you naturally flow into the vibration of love. And it's here, immersed in the vibration of love, that you live your version of heaven on earth. It's here that the need to force your personal will to create the life you want to live stops, because the need to force your life into submission was based on fear. So just to be clear, forcing personal will happens from a level of fear. Let's face it, the feeling of needing to make something happen is based in fear. Otherwise, you wouldn't feel that need to force. Your feelings and emotions would flow in harmony. You wouldn't even be feeling those emotions of dire need, lack, limitation, missing out, pain, and suffering. Those wouldn't even exist because there's no fear in the state of poise based in love vibration. There is no fear, no pain, no suffering, only love of the highest order. Cultivate the feeling of this love. Fully immerse yourself into it. And then when you have a thought of something you want, when you have that thought from this state of poise, the universe just delivers, because you sent the thought out with fearlessness. You sent the thought out with passion of having already received. No attachment of fear. Only joy of the thought, feeling the fulfillment of the thought in gratitude, gratitude being the ultimate state of receivership. Then what you want to experience, it just naturally manifests. What you want naturally becomes the experience of your reality. I love that Florence mentions that science and religion are coming together. She states that during her time, science was discovering the power within the atom. Oh my God, have we come a long way since then? Now we know that science is discovering the power of the energy within us. Scientific studies have proven the power of the energy within us and proven through data reported by instruments that there is a chemical change that takes place in the body when the body shifts from a fear vibration to a love vibration. Proof that the love vibration boosts the body's immune system. Proof that thoughts are energy. Proof that neural pathways of belief can be changed. Proof that thoughts of the love vibration really does change chemicals in the body and makes the body feel good. Opening the way for coherent thought. Opening the way for a coherent state of being. And when the internal vibration of energy within the body rises to that of the frequency of love, the external human experience mirrors this change. Florence tells us of her friend whose doctor diagnosed her with chronic bronchitis on the verge of pneumonia. She'd been in bed for weeks with no improvement. But when she and Florence came together to shift the energy within her from fear to love, as a truth student, the chemicals within her body reflected that shift in energy, and her body healed. We must be undisturbed by appearances. We must stop the cycle of being influenced by external stimuli. No matter what's going on around us, we must maintain a stand of, this does not move me. Now, I'm human too, so I know this can be challenging. But we must remember that the emotion and feeling of shock as a result to outside stimulus only lasts a few seconds. And then the body flushes that feeling out unless we stop it. And trust me, we don't stop it consciously. We stop it subconsciously. So when we feel painful emotions as a result of experiencing something that's shocking, we want to consciously allow our body to fully flush out that adrenaline rush of fight or flight. We must consciously observe that we're safe. We need to consciously release the need to hold on to that rush of adrenaline, because even though what happened was shocking, our body needs to return to internal stability. And it can't do that holding on to adrenaline. Then when we follow through by infusing the shocking event and all involved with love, we ensure our bodies return to internal stability, immersed in the vibration of love. Now, Florence tells us, the inexhaustible energy in man is released by goodwill. What she's telling us is that man's inexhaustible supply is released by the vibration of love. She calls this force within us a dynamic force. And she's right. She's speaking of the reconnection, the alignment with the divinity within, embracing the love vibration that is our essence, being that love vibration as our normal daily experience. And then she asks, what's really yours? And the answer is, all that the kingdom affords is yours. So let's dive deeper into this. Florence speaks of the kingdom, and we now know that the kingdom is our field of potentiality, and science observes this field as the infinite quantum field. Now, our field of potentiality is limitless, and it's in full supply, no out of stock in the field. So let's just imagine that right here together. Let's take a moment and imagine Our field of potentiality being limitless. Holding all that makes our heart sing with joy. Homes, furniture, travel, money, health, love, peace within our heart. That joy within, that feeling of being free and safe, that state of being love, the very cells of our body singing. Did you know the cells of your body sing? I didn't. And then I participated in a theta healing class, and the lady that I was assigned to work with, well, I saw the cells of her body singing. And now scientists have proven that our cells sing, that they emit a tone and they emit light. The very cells of our body emit a vibrational tone and light, creating a symphony. And when that symphony is the vibration of love, it's beautiful. But when it's stressed, it's out of harmony. The angels tell me that it's strangled, that it's a strangulation of sound shrouded in shadows instead of pure light. The harmony is disjointed, firing off emotions and feelings of fear while our internal light struggles, fighting the darkness of fear. And this is when we've succumbed to external stimuli and live our lives from a recurring past, caught up in the straitjacket of stress, struggling to get through each day because we're immersed in fight or flight survival mode. And as a result, we live on the outskirts of the life we came here to live. We believe in fear instead of the truth of who we are, as one with the divinity within, as one in the likeness of the vibration of God, the love vibration of the divinity within. It's time to quiet our minds, to regain harmony, to regain internal stability and embrace the love that is our essence. And from this state, cultivate the feeling of love of the highest order. In deepest gratitude, embrace and reconnect with the divinity within, that love of the essence of God, the love that is our essence. As we cultivate this love of the highest order, it's natural for us to cultivate the feeling of miracles and wonders and possibility and reality and truth, and to form expectancy of more because it already is. We're already aligned with the love that is our essence, that poise state of being that Florence teaches of. We've achieved it. And we expect there to be more. And we open the way to achieve and be more through the vision of our inner eye. What do you see yourself experiencing? Do you replay over and over again in your head painful experiences of your past? When you replay these experiences in your head, your body believes it's happening again, further locking into your subconscious the pain of the experience. And last week we talked about how when we still feel the pain, we're holding these experiences and everyone concerned, including ourselves, at some level of unforgiveness, and it's time to forgive. Forgive the experience. Forgive everyone involved, including ourselves. And through this forgiveness, you set yourself free to be the love vibration. And remember, forgiveness is the gift you give yourself. Forgiveness doesn't mean you're condoning behavior or in agreement with what happened. Forgiveness is healing the pain within you and has nothing to do with anyone else. Florence tells us that all you desire or require is already on your pathway. It already resides in your field of potentiality. It's already yours. The thought of something you want to be, do, or have comes from your superconscious higher self because it's already yours. That peace you want to experience, it's yours. The new car, already yours. That clean house, new house, new furniture, new clothes, credit cards paid off, fabulous food on your table and in your cupboards, already yours. More money, done, already yours. What money pays for? Already yours. What do you want? You're waking up to your good. You're releasing what no longer serves you. All the things you've held in unforgiveness. You're setting yourself free. Now vision in your mind's eye. You experiencing something you want to be, do, or have. See it in your mind's eye. See it. Now, if your mind just went blank, don't worry. It's okay. That's happened to me so many times, and I finally figured out that my mind went blank because at a subconscious level, I believed it wasn't good enough to have what I wanted. Be patient with yourself. You are good enough. You are deserving. You have all these things. Don't sit on the outside watching. Experience. Welcome these things in your life. Just allow yourself to focus on one thing that you want and see yourself in your mind's eye. Being, doing, or having that one thing. So we're going to experience our shift to love meditation. And when we get to the part where we integrate the love, allow your mind's eye to see through the love vibration what you want to be, do, or have. That one thing. Allow your mind, your energy, the very vibration of the love that is your essence to experience in your mind's eye what you want. Okay, so let's experience our shift to love meditation and fully immerse ourselves in the vision. And I'm going to give you just a moment to decide and set your intention on what you want to be, do, or have. Okay, if you want to feel and experience maybe peace, a day without stress, be free from anxiety, set that intention now. And just allow yourself to see you experiencing that kind of day. Again, being, doing, or having what it is that you want. And I'll just start our music. So get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor, your hands gently in your lap, and close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with a deep breath, we come together as one with singular intention to shift our vibration to the highest vibration of love, as one with the divinity within. And with a deep breath, we begin by consciously choosing to be the love vibration. And with another deep breath, we embrace gratitude for the opportunity to be the love vibration. And now repeat after me. I accept that I am a divine being of love and light. As one with the divinity within. And repeat after me. I accept what my life is in this moment. I accept that I have the power within me to create a higher outcome and improve my life. I commit to using my power from this state of love. Repeat after me. I consciously choose to understand adversity and see it as feedback to achieve a higher outcome. And repeat after me. I pray from a state of gratitude, having already received. I trust that I am loved and the divinity always has my back. I love my body and who I am. It's one with the divinity within. And now I integrate all this love. Repeat after me. I embrace this love within me and set a firm intention to live my life from the vibration of love. Let me now express the divine idea in my mind, body, and we ground into this love energy and bring it back with us. And just allow yourself to feel roots coming down from your feet into Mother Earth, traveling down through her soils of water, the rocks, the clay, all the way down to her center. To wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you in that beautiful love energy at the center of Mother Earth. And with a deep breath, just pull that love healing energy back up through the roots, back up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And just embrace that love energy. And when you're ready, open your eyes. You are so incredibly powerful. You are the very essence of God, the love that is your essence. Set aside all the physical world teachings and programmings and embrace that light of love that is your essence. Be the love energy of the highest order as one with the divinity within. Be this in this moment right now. Be this love energy later today, tomorrow, and every day. Consciously choose to be the love that is your essence. Infuse your life with love and vision yourself living the life that is yours. By divine right, yours. Okay, so let's recap. We've taken a deep dive into the power of the word, the power of our words creating the realization of judgment every day, the frequency of our words and the energy behind them manifesting into the experience of our reality, and how we have the power within us to neutralize negative energy into positive through the immersion into the vibration of love, bridging the gap with focused intention, forgiveness, and gratitude. We've gotten a really clear picture of our internal energy, whether it's coherent or is totally out of coherence. And we can see how that internal energy impresses the subconscious and manifests as our external reality, mirroring our internal harmony or disharmony. We see clearly where our focused attention goes, our energy flows, and our life experience is a direct result of that energetic flow. We've gotten a clearer understanding of what's ours by divine right. Everything our heart desires, no exceptions, no limitations. And we now clearly see that what we want to experience is ours. It is possible. No matter how far-fetched it may seem to our reasoning, analytical mind, what brings our heart joy when we think of it is ours. For sure and for certain. We're getting a taste of the power within us. We're shifting from fear to love through our meditation, and we're touching that realm of possibility, and it's becoming real. We now know the true power of visioning, so powerful that when we vision painful experiences of the past, our human body believes we're experiencing the event again in real time, of that real time of now, this moment. And with this statement being true, we can grasp how truly powerful visioning is to manifest as our reality the dreams of our heart. That through the clear vision, vibrating at the frequency of love, all things are possible. Really possible. We're not faking it till we make it, and we're not lying to ourselves. We're creating a new reality, mirroring the new you as your external experience. Your body is energy, an energetic vibration of love and light. It's time to exercise the pain and suffering of the past and live in the generous present moment where all things are possible. Remember who you are, a spark of the divinity within. You are love. You are light. You are limitless. You are one with the God part, the divinity within. So before we complete, your homework is to read the next chapter in Nothing Be Anxious. And again, I've added audio for all the chapters of The Power of the Spoken Word to the Masterclass Central webpage. So be sure to go in and get those. And please put into practice what we've been discussing. Consciously choose to be the love vibration. Choose how you want your day to play out and vision it in your mind's eye. And if you're feeling anxious about it. Face that anxiety, because quantum physics teaches us that when you observe energy, it reacts differently. So when you face that energy of overwhelm or stress or anxiety or anger, anything less than love, it immediately begins to lose its power over you. And when you wake up in the morning, vision out this beautiful day in your mind's eye before you ever get up. And hold on to that vibration throughout the day. And your external will mirror your internal. We're moving energy, lots of it, so please drink lots of water and get extra sleep if you need it. Your body's trying to align to the new you, the new who you want to be, that higher vibration. And please write in your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook every day for that additional support to see where you're using your energy and where you're not, so that you can course correct. It'll change your life. Okay, so this completes our class.